If you think about it, your online ministry is like your physical building. Hosts are like your welcome, next steps, and prayer teams all in one. And they play a very important role in greeting attenders in chat. We've got some important tips that can make your host even better. Next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Hello, it's the Church Solutions Podcast.
Hi, I'm Steve Lacy.
Threw you off again, didn't I?
Yeah, it's different every week.
It's different every week. I know you like consistency, and I do too, but sometimes you got to mix it up a little bit in life.
Yeah, I like cues.
There you go. All right, so that's the cue. When I say hi, then you can, your cue is to talk. But anyhow, you can say whatever you like. You know, you don't have to say, I'm Steve Lacy. You could say, hi, how are you, or something like that. It would be fine, you know. All right, so this is episode number 505, right? I can't remember. I should have wrote it down.
I think that was last week, but I guess it doesn't matter.
506. It doesn't matter. We're in the 500s.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. Right. And I do want to say this, that I haven't talked about this lately, but this Church Solutions Podcast is brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. That's us. That's one of our products. I could say JSL Solutions. That's the whole deal.
You could
there,
say Daily Dive 365. Doesn't get Daily enough press Dive anyway.
Yeah, it's true. DailyDive365.com is one of our other products. So we have a lot of product. We've been serving churches. In case you're new to us, we've been serving churches since 2001. And I've been with Steve. Well, I've known you since the 90s and then started working with you, I guess, 2008, 2009. But use your products back when I was pastoring in Kansas and back in the early 2000s. But anyhow, we have a lot of things designed to help churches. And that's really what our heart is. So streamingchurch.tv is kind of the flagship, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's the deal. But we have Daily Dive 365 and we have churchapplive.com, a mobile app. We have customer support that's live on Sundays. And we even during the week here, if you hit the chat box in one of our websites like streamingchurch.tv, it's not a bot. It's not AI. It's us. One of us.
Yeah.
Some of us. Numerous.
And we should probably let people know about our latest foibles starting yesterday, right? Ministry Advisor.
Ministry Advisor.church. All right, let's make sure we're on the same page here. Ministryadvisor.church. Check it out. And it is, very quickly here, before we get to our topic today, what's the elevator pitch for Ministry Advisory.church?
It's actually a derivative of Digital Ministry RX. So all of the streaming church people have access to this on their admin panel, and it will take all the data around your ministry and have you identify what goals you have for the coming year and create some recommendations based on where you want to go and based on where you're at right now. So it does use some AI with this as well, but we wanted to open up the Digital Ministry RX to anybody out there on the street. So we kind of ported a version of it to ministryadvisor.church. You put in your, it's kind of fun. This is actually a little cooler than the Digital Ministry RX because you get to choose your advisor. You can choose.
Right. The and it's not me, wise, by the way, just so in case you're worried, it's not me.
Yeah, you have an option for a seasoned, wise, experienced pastor,
which could be me, but I'm not the guy in it. So
yeah, you're not the guy, or you get to choose the more youthful, energetic, digitally minded pastor,
which could be me as well.
Yeah, could be.
It's not me. It's not me though.
Yeah. So anyway, you choose which pastor, and then you'll get some advice based on their perspective and based on, you know, where you're at, where you want to go. Anyway, check it out. It might be fun.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Ministryadvisor.church. That's the website. So
yes.
So check that out. All right. So our topic today, speaking of online stuff and ministry stuff, is we're going to talk a little bit about being a host for your streaming video. We have, as some, not a lot of companies do, I don't think, but we have a streamingchurch.tv video chat platform that you can use, and you can chat with people while they watch the live stream or the archives or whatever. And it's got a lot of features in it. But one of the things that we have found over the years, that if you have a host that is on there greeting people and answering questions and just being available for prayer or whatever else, it really helps your interaction. It really helps attendance, and it can lead to people showing up at your church if they're in the neighborhood, if they're in that area. So there's a lot of things, but we want to talk about what hosts do. We also want to talk about communication tips for hosts, and even talk about how to really maybe handle a sticky situation that sometimes comes up, disruptive behavior, maybe somebody that's unfortunately going through some depression or suicide, and also talk a little bit about how to handle those things, prayer resources and those things. So that's where we're going today with this. So shall we start?
All right. Yeah, we can keep going. So yes, we have on our platform, we call it web hosts. Other people call it church online hosts or some other different
web
terminology.
Pastor, church online pastor. Yeah. There's a lot of different terminology for it. We call it web hosts, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe we need to update that. I don't know.
With us, you can have one to infinity of web hosts that serve your community. So, and they can join right from the platform. You just need to signify them as a host. One of the nice things is they're virtual, right? So they don't have to be at church, and they can do this from home. That's where at our church where they were doing it mostly from home. Anyway,
let me just add too, when you mentioned people watching at home, my son and his wife have my son, of course, pastor's kid because I was a pastor. But he hadn't been going to church for a while, but he's recently got interested in going to a church. And so I pointed him to a church I thought might be a good fit for him and his wife. And so they go, but sometimes they don't go, but they watch online. And they really do watch online. And so, you know, he'll talk about it, about the sermon or whatever online. So I just want to reiterate that there are people out there that want to watch your services. And they really do have interest in what you're doing. And you can say, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. So they'll find somebody else to watch, you know, but it can lead to people getting connected. And so that's the thing. So, cause I we're getting off track here. Thank you very much.
My favorite stat, and it's a sample size of one, and it's fairly old, but we have a new member class, or a new, we don't call it new member, we call it Discover Alive, kind of just an introduction to, you know, what we believe, what we're about, you know, do you want to be a part of this thing? And they polled at one of the Discover Alive classes, how did you find out about this church before you came? And I think they said 8 out of 10, 80% of the people attended online before they came.
Yeah.
So
I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, wow. Well, that's good.
That was back in the days when I was your church online pastor there, I think, too, wasn't it?
It might have been. It was early days. So, how people shop for churches now.
It really is. And so let's jump into this.
So
we're preaching to the choir. So, what does a host do? Tell us what a host should be doing.
So, they have three primary roles. Number one is they're kind of, I consider them a kind of like an usher or a greeter out front. So they welcome people. So that's their initial job, is to welcome people as they arrive to the church online. And
so on the chat rooms.
Yeah, so into the, yes. On our platform, it will announce as people arrive, unless you've turned that off on your settings. But the default position is when people have dropped in online, then it says, oh, Larry has just joined the service. And so that's your opportunity to jump in and welcome Larry, you know, from wherever. Welcome to our church. We're glad you're here. How's it going? That's job number one, is welcome.
That's number one. What's number two?
Number two is to discuss. And that is basically posting in the chat room open-ended icebreaker kind of questions for people. So that, and you know, typically you're following along with the service and you want to recap a key message or go, wow, that's, you know, how this impacted me in my life when he's talking about this point was this, and just try to get people involved in opening up and discussing. And then the third role they have is to pray with people. So,
and how do you pray with people when you're online? How does that work?
Well, in our world, there's a button where you can pray with somebody online, and it sends you to a private prayer chat. So typically, most people are going to want to pray privately with people. So you just click on the prayer button, or you can actually click on another guest online and privately speak with each of them as well. So, I mean, you can pray publicly with the group, but typically the prayer is going to be one-on-one kind of things.
Yeah. And let me, you know, let me back up here a little bit when you said welcoming people online, and this is not the church online host, but I just want to throw this out because I still think it's very important. If you're up on the platform and the video is running on you, you know, you're making announcements or you're the pastor, actually both should be included in this. You should also welcome people online besides welcoming people in your church. So if I'm standing up there, you know, and say, hey, thanks for coming to a live church today. That's your church. But also not just looking at the people in the congregation, but looking in the camera and welcoming the people online that are watching online, because it brings a connection to people. Just a simple thing. Yeah. But it brings a connection. And the other thing I'll mention too, and this is one of the things I used to do, was we would, before the service started, we would be streaming. And now in my situation, there was a couple things. One was I was there on chat and welcoming people on chat even before the service started, because people show up a little early many times. But also we had a deal, which is actually quite easy to do, and churches ought to think about this. And that is hooking up a switcher and setting up a camera in a different area where the church online pastor or web host, whatever you want to call this person, the camera can go to them. And that person can actually greet people with video, watching video and switching over to from maybe a shot in the sanctuary to a shot like what we used to do in one of our offices, where I would sit there and welcome people and bring up some conversation, make some announcements, many of them that would apply to people online. And also, you know, encourage people, if they like the service, to give online, you know, to give that opportunity as well. So that's not that hard to do. And I mean, we did it back then. And now, even with the technology and the equipment today, it's much less expensive and easier to do. So I would really ask you to consider that if you're somebody that does streaming video, watching or listening to this podcast. It's not hard to do, and it helps add to the connection.
Yeah. And back on the web host topic, I'll say one thing. Anyone can do it, but there are certain people that can do it really well. So yes. It is a skill to hone over time. So, but you know, anyone can do it. As I mentioned earlier, you can do it from wherever you're at. Anyone can participate in the chat, but there's
anybody can kind of, do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was. It's just like we have. We had before there was online, and you'll know who I'm talking about. We had somebody at our church that was. She was just so good at greeting new people and walking with them and making them comfortable, and in a really good way. I mean, it wasn't like she was hounding somebody, but she would befriend them and make them feel comfortable, walk them if they need it. They had kids and they need to know where the kids thing once they walk with them and say, here's where the kids are. I need you. I'll introduce you to our kids director is Larry. You go do your check-in over here and then they're going to go over here. And she just did a great job of,
is she still there?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
She was there. Yes.
Well,
it's a skill. You know, it is a skill, but anybody can do it. So
it's a skill. I think she had the gift of hospitality, but that brings me to the next point, and that is it's very helpful to equip your online host, your web pastor or web host or whatever you want to call it. Again, we're using these terms interchangeably. So it is beneficial to equip those people. So how do you equip them? What do you do there? What is some things that you could do to help them be equipped so they feel confident? Even though it's online and it may be just chat, some people are still kind of hesitant.
Yeah, I think number one is you want to introduce them to your platform and show them how to enter it and get comfortable with how you chat, how you use emojis, how you how to use the tool itself.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. So and that's probably a less than a 5-minute exercise. You know, here's all the tools. Here's some, you may want to prepare some canned responses for based on the message, maybe a scripture reference that's going to be in the notes, copy and paste those out somewhere else so you can push them into the chat conveniently and just show them how to use the tool and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then
we have something. Go ahead.
The next thing was just how teach them how to respond. So,
And obviously you want it to be a cordial way. And before we get to how to respond to people that may be troublemakers or people that are just having life struggles, before we get to that, one of the things that we have, and not everybody has this, so I don't want to get in the weeds here too far, but we have opportunities where on our platform, the admin can actually change what people see that's under the video in many cases. And so, if you want to put up a give online link with an image, we have that ability on our platform to do that. If you want to have a prayer request image under the video, with a link to it, if you want to promote the pastor's blog, if you want to promote really anything that's going on, I always explain it to our customers. It's kind of like driving down the road and those billboards that change. I haven't seen too many of them lately, but it used to be you'd sometimes go down the road and these billboards would automatically change. The message would change. You can do that with our platform, and you're not going to disrupt the service. You're not going to disrupt the message, the audio or the video, but people can see other opportunities under that. So a web host, if they have admin privileges, and they probably should, they could do some of that and really make it creative. So it's not just a platform and just video and just a few people saying hi.
Right.
All right. So we got some time here. Communication tips. Let's talk about some of the things you mentioned earlier about training people. One of the things that's very common today, since, we're all doing this chat stuff with texting messages and stuff on Facebook and stuff on whatever, TikTok, is you want to avoid, when you're typing something, all caps. Because it makes it sound like you're yelling at somebody when you type in capital letters, all of them capital letters, right?
Yeah. Back in my corporate world, I used to have people that would, they were just uppercase was where it was at.
And it just comes across. So this is something simple, but really stay away from the all caps thing. It just makes it sound like you're yelling. Hopefully another thing would be proper punctuation. We can get into all sorts of jokes about that. But I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I could really share. But
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, just
tell me later.
children eat free or something. I don't know. You know,
eat children.
Just stuff without you know, commas and stuff. And it can be like, you know, just stuff like that. You know, yeah. I should have prepared something, but it just can be funny. It can be taken wrong or taken in just a goofy way if you don't use punctuation on certain things.
Yeah, there's T-shirts that are made with that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
It's got three different lines and it has the comma in different places, and
it has
three completely different meanings. Yes,
but I don't have anything off the top of my head that I want to share. But and also, you know, there are people that are non-native to the English language today, like it or not. You know, speak English. Well, you know, we have people coming from all over the world and people watching from all over the world. So sometimes you got to be careful about, you know, the language you use and how you present. Yeah.
And there's, you mentioned that, I know there's somebody that's English is not their native language. And so a lot of times it's very challenging to understand the spoken word, but those people can type in English and everyone understands them. So
in most cases, yes.
Yes.
Another
you
thing,
have somebody emojis. That you never call, you only text, right? Cause you can't understand them.
Yes. He works with us. He's part of our server team. All right. But let's not go there. But yeah, no, he's a great guy. But it is hard to understand him sometimes because I think he's from like Russia or something, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But yes, but texts come across very
clear. It's better. Yeah.
Yes.
Unless you're Mike Gray, and then when you're texting with Mike Gray, then you have no idea what he's talking about. Then you got to actually talk to him in person. So it's like the opposite with Mike Gray. He's got to hear this and go, "What?"
Right. All right. So the other number three tip on our list here is use emojis.
Yeah, Michael Gray works with us, by the way. So in case anybody knows that, and he's a good guy. Most of the time. All right. I'm being really mean.
Well, a lot of times when you're chatting, you need to make sure that you add some context to what you're saying. So
exactly. All right.
Emojis.
People love emojis. I don't really, they're okay, but some people just love emojis.
Yeah. I have like two or three that I go to, but there are people like my wife's probably got about 50, you know? So, I've got the thumbs up and the happy face and the, you know, the sad face, and that's pretty much it. But yeah.
I got the one,
a lot of people
it's getting sick or something, whatever that one is, where it opens its mouth.
Yeah. So emojis can help, add some emotion to the written text.
Yeah. So they can, and it's just a cute little tip. All right, let's move on here. Slang. Avoid using slang, or at least churchy words, because again, that can cause confusion. Well, I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, those can be two separate things, right? I mean, there can be some slang, and then there can be Christianese, right? Where you want to avoid the Christianese.
Yeah, and Christianese is what? Language that the churchy people use, you know.
Sanctified by the blood.
Yeah, you know. What's cracking? Well, we've been sanctified by the blood. There's a sentence you should not use. Well, I mean, because people don't always understand it. I mean, and again, I know that people, you're being nitpicky, but, you know, again, you're trying to reach people, and there are people that don't go to your church maybe. Or checking you out, and you know, some of the churchy words that we use, you know, just adds confusion or adds just like, what's this all about? You know, I mean, we watched something. My wife and I were watching something on television, and it was a skit. It was a skit about what's the younger generation? I get them all confused.
Generation Y,
Z yeah. or something. Yeah. And the skit was about how they talked and the words that they used and the slang that they used. And some of it we didn't get. We were like, wow, we are really old. We did not get it.
Well, you know? we learned through some admonishing because we didn't realize that we were saying bad things. And you know what the bad thing that we were saying on a text was?
I don't know. What was it?
It was okay. You can't say okay. You can't say okay because that means okay, or that can mean okay, or that can mean, you know, so they said you can't say or you shouldn't say. And so that's why I've been trained now. So it's KK, which means we're happy and we're good. Right. Whereas, okay, I guess I'll do that.
What if you spell it out? O-K-A-Y. What does that mean? Is that worse or better?
I don't know. I just.
What if you just use K? What if you just use one word?
K's okay.
K's okay?
Yeah, right. I think K was fine. It was just okay. We were told that's not cool when there's a bunch of people that are half our age.
Yeah, this is conversation. Kids telling you this. Yeah. Yes. So, you know, the term I use, I still use it. I kind of now I don't care anymore. But when I'm talking to customers and you know, we're trying to figure out a time to meet, I go, well, we could hook up on this time or we could hook up on this day or we could hook up at this hour. And I've found out that hookup is not the term you want to use to schedule a professional business meeting.
Yes, exactly. All right. So we're learning.
I still use it, though. I don't care. I'm rebellious.
Yeah,
and nobody has ever. The people I've talked to have never questioned me on that, or they've never go there. But they've never had anything different in mind other than just having a business meeting. So, all right, so where are we going here? What's next on this wonderful
podcast today? So the next piece of it, and we got to, I guess, hustle through this. We only got a couple minutes, right? Is how to handle sticky situations.
Yeah, how do you do that?
So, number one, you need to use some discernment to discern whether there's some sticky situation or disruptive behavior going on. A lot of times it's completely obvious. But
I laughed about it, but it is a very serious matter. It can be very serious.
And all the on the online church online platforms have the ability to actually silence someone in the chat room so they can't post anything in the chat room anymore. Yeah. So, but you want to use some discernment before you know, if somebody like wanders off topic and they're talking about something else, or you don't want to mute them because they went off topic, but typically people make it very obvious. They will start using vulgarities and that sort of thing in the,
And that's, you know, when we first started to do this, that rarely happened, but I guess it's happening a little more than usual these days. And that's really sad. That's a bad situation that we've become that society now where that happens so easily now. But yeah, you can block them and you probably should, obviously, when that goes on. But there's the other thing, too, that I think you need to be careful about. And that is when people are really depressed and anxious and possibly talking about harming themselves. And that's a really serious one there. And one of the things that I've used to do was I always kind of felt like I always wanted to make sure I had a suicide hotline number quickly available. And then I also would try to get that person to do a private chat with me, which, you know, our feature, we have private chat, and then take it from there. And see where that's at. But yeah, there's you definitely want to be careful about that because, you know, you want to treat it like it's real. It may not be real, but it may be somebody really having a serious issue. And, you know, you want to be available to them. You want to be available to them for some resources. And you don't have to necessarily be a trained counselor, but you need to know what to do and say and offer during that time.
And, you know, a key point is we talked earlier on about you're going to welcome, you're to discuss, and then you're going to pray with people. A lot of times you may want to shift those duties so that somebody's gifted in the welcoming and that piece. And then somebody that's, you know, maybe on staff or something that's going to be praying with people. So you can hand people off to other web hosts.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing. And we can give you more information on this. In fact, I'll probably put this in the blog. We have a blog. Just go to blog.church.tv streamingchurch.tv, and I'll probably put some more because we don't really have time. But there's ways to assess the risk level here. There's things that, you know, people do. There's things, you know, there's intent. If somebody's suicidal, if they have intent, if they have a plan, if they have the means to do it, if there's some kind of a timeline where they've picked a time, you know, that's a huge red flag there. And there are some things that you can do to help that situation. The other thing too, and you know, we'll post some of this on the blog, so there'll be more details here. But the other thing too is that there are people that are going through abusive situations too, where there's domestic abuse. And so that's another thing that you want to be aware of. And again, kind of want to handle it in a very similar way. You want to, if you can, get a private chat going. And if you can, really try to get some information in a very tactful way, a delicate way, where you can, you know, bring them some help in some means, either through calling the authorities or getting a counselor to connect with them.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So there can be serious situations out there. It doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen. All right. So as we wrap up here, one of the most important things, kind of changing gears here a little bit with the Church Online person, the host, would be, you know, follow-up is really important. So if you've got the means to follow up, again, with our platform at streamingchurch.tv, we've got tools that enable people to, you know, get their emails and follow up with them automatically or manually. But it's really important if you can to connect with those people and be able to, you know, reach back out to them later. In fact, a lot of times if they're the first time viewer and you've got the ability, if you can reach out to them in the afternoon or the very next day, that is really helpful and very important to do.
Yep. Yeah, there's we should have brought all these stats in here, but yes, there's, it does make a big difference on how quickly you follow up, whether they come back again.
Yeah, it is good. I mean, the idea of, we'll wait till the end of the week or next week, that's not a good thing to do. So you want to really respond as soon as you can on things. And so anyhow, I think we're out of time here, but I think, you know, being a online web host, church online host, whatever, I'd encourage people, if you don't have a platform that's interactive, to consider us at streamingchurch.tv, or at least consider somebody that's got an active platform. Church Online has a platform that works with us at streamingchurch.tv that can interact with us. And I'm not sure if there's other ones or not. There probably are.
We're actually on their recommended vendor list.
So. Are we? Oh, okay. Good for them. Well, they're good people over there. They're the people at Life Church. And we've known them for years. So really, you know, take advantage of opportunities to connect with people. And I've heard people tell me, well, do chat and it's just dead. Well, you know, here, take some of these tips we just discussed. And I bet that you'll get a little bit of life out of your online chat. I think it can actually be advantageous, not just to the church, but to the person that's watching online. So there you go. All right. Anything else before we wrap up here?
No, just a minor comment. My son does the online gaming thing and has, you know, a big following. The chat is the most important thing for them.
Really?
And it's flying. Everybody participates. Yeah. So it's just a completely, you go to church and like, there's a few people chatting online, but you go watch one of these gaming things and everybody is very active. So
I've my son does something, and what's the platform? We were on it when we went to I'm just getting told I can't remember things. The platform that we were on when we were out in Colorado for the tech event, they were on a platform, and we got information from them. You don't
Twitch?
Remember? I don't remember.
Twitch, no, the gaming platform?
No, it's a deal. You spin up your own little servers on it, and you can watch people gaming and stuff. I can't remember what it is. We need to stop this and re-edit it. Discord.
Okay. Yeah. We use Discord. See? Yeah.
So I mean, my son's on Discord, and so sometimes he'll invite me, you know, and I'll pop in, and they'll, hey, it's Pastor Phil, you know, and they'll be doing gaming stuff and you watch all that stuff. All right. Look, if you have questions about this, just go to streamingchurch.tv. You can chat with us. You can leave us a message if we're not there live. And we'll post some of this stuff on the blog. So you can go to streamingchurch.tv/blog. Am I right about that?
You are.
So that's one of the – we have several ways you can get to our blog. Or you can just go to streamingchurch.tv and click on resources and then scroll down and you'll see the blog. So all those things we'll put on there. And if we can help you in any way possible, please let us know. We really do. We goof around a lot, but we take what we do seriously. We don't take ourselves really that serious, but we take what we do serious and we want to help your church any way we can. All right, we're done here. Thank you, Mr. Steve Lacy.
All right, glad to be here.
And folks, thank you again for listening or watching to the Church Solutions Podcast. Please subscribe. You'll never miss a podcast. And we're always open to your feedback. Please take care of yourself and each other. And we will catch you again on another episode.